Wherever we live, we all want and look for amenities because they can add so much to our quality of life. That's as true of seniors as it is for all the rest of us, even those living in a senior community as opposed to a private home. Historically, not many such amenities existed in affordable senior housing. But now that's changing, and the vanguard of that change is happening right here in the Hudson Valley. And that'll be our topic today on Almanac, brought to you by Central Hudson, coming up right after this. Central Hudson customers, did you know that you can do it yourself? Anyone with online access can pay a bill with a credit or debit card, report power outages and track their restoration, request a payment extension, and more 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And many of the same features are available through our automated Powerline phone system. Help yourself to customer self-service from Central Hudson, online and on the phone. Now here's Almanac. Often I meet listeners who ask me where I get the ideas for these programs. Well, every now and then, an idea comes to me from one of you listeners, and that's the case with today's program. In July, I got an email from a Poughkeepsie woman who wrote, "I'm working on a project that may be of interest to you." She proceeded to tell me about a state-of-the-art, green, affordable senior housing community, which at the time was about to open in Ulster County's town of Ulster. Similar projects from the same local developer offer such amenities that seniors credit the quality of life they are enjoying to literally improving serious health problems. For the first time, it is claimed, seniors earning no more than 50-60% of the Hudson Valley region's median income can partake of an outstanding lifestyle that's green at the same time. One community overlooking the Hudson River, the Birches at Esopus, provides 80 one- and two-bedroom apartments rich with amenities. The units are either handicapped accessible or handicapped ready with roll-in showers and emergency pull cords to call for help. This community also promotes an active lifestyle with lots of outdoor and public space. An exercise studio comes complete with a fitness coach. A Nurses In program delivers health care during regular office hours. And to help prevent isolation, a senior advocate is available to lend a sympathetic ear and help match residents with services. Another community notable for its green design, the Birches at Chambers in the town of Ulster, has been recognized by NYSERDA, the New York State Research and Development Authority, for achieving more than 30% savings over the state energy codes. Solar panels will provide about 70% of the domestic hot water for the building and 30% of the heat, as they do in Esopus. Radiant floors help ease arthritis and circulatory diseases. This community is so environmentally friendly, it's in line for Platinum LEED certification, which recognizes leadership in energy and environmental design. Local developer Steve Aaron of Birches Associates calls it an aging-in-place philosophy that raises the bar in this arena. And that's good news for the 79 million baby boomers who may be joining senior communities in the next few years. I hope you may be joining me here tomorrow for the Saturday edition of Almanac. I'm Paul Tesoro with this final message for you for today. In the summertime, powerful storms that bring thunder and lightning and damaging winds can blow up all of a sudden. If you lose power, call Central Hudson to report it and we'll take care of the problem as quickly and safely as possible. Meanwhile, we've put together some powerful good advice to help you and your family be better prepared to deal with a period of no power and to remain safe and sound if one occurs. Become familiar with all that advice in the Storm Central section of our website, centralhudson.com.